I'd like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1935, oh, I forgot them already. PL 1975, Chapter 231 have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Hagan?
Here.
Stone?
Yes.
Okay, first up, we have the minutes of the regular meetings of November 6th and November 25th.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Okay, I heard Mr. Higgins first. Which one?
Page 1 of November 25th.
Okay.
Right under the first roll call, he said I was absent. I made the motion. Ozai was absent.
Anything else, Dave?
Nope.
Okay. Rich, is it? You have the same one?
Yep.
Okay. Janine, do you have anything on the minutes?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Hearing none others? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. You know
Robin,
the drill.
Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street in Washington. I have a couple things I need to address to the borough. First of all, South Prospect Street. I understand that we had a little issue when we had our snowstorm. Our street was impassable. We even had the police down there. They called the road department and said, asked the road department to come and replow that road and open that road up. Never did again. Called the Borough Hall, spoke to Debbie. She had to call them three times to get them to come and open up that road again. If a fire truck or ambulance ever had to get down there, we were in big trouble.
When the police called them, nobody showed?
Nope. Second of all...
Who did you speak to at the police department?
Dave,
was on scene?
Dave Burge came out. I brought some pictures. I took some pictures of how horrible it was. It wasn't even a regular town truck. It was like a pickup truck plow that came through, and they went down the middle of the road, and they were a good 4 foot from all the curbs. Didn't do the corners, didn't clean us out on the highway. So when you came out the end of South Prospect Street to pull out on the 57, if somebody was coming out, nobody could turn in because it was like this. It wasn't like this. The end of Corner Street, because it goes around in a big circle and comes around, they pushed the snow from there right onto South Prospect and left it. So when you drove down South Prospect, you had to go around this huge hunk of snow that was right in the middle of the road. And even after they came to clean it out, that's how they left it. They never moved any of that snow. We had two sections of the road that went for 3 days and were not plowed out. You have three residents that live up there, and they're all senior citizens, and they never went up that road and plowed. It's a dead-end street, and it was not plowed out. Dave, I had called David up, and David came down to come look at it also, and that road was not plowed.
Were there cars on the street?
Yes, there were.
There were cars on the street.
There were cars
on
the street. On South Prospect Street, there were cars on the street from the sign that says no parking from here to curb, all the way down to the cul-de-sac.
But that was not during the storm.
This was after.
Right, exactly. So there was no reason not to plow because there were no cars parked on the street.
Do you have a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Second thing is, with lifting this no parking restriction that anybody can park on the streets, we're having a major problem down there. We have a sign about halfway down South Prospect that says no parking from here to the corner. Well, we repeatedly have people now parking from that sign above. So anybody coming out of Cornish cannot make the turn out onto South Prospect because people are blocking it. We now have cars from there bumper to bumper. And when I tell you bumper to bumper, I mean you can't step between them. All the way down the street and all the way into the cul-de-sac. Well, the cul-de-sac, that's a dead-end public road. That cul-de-sac is there for people to be able to turn around it. So now, garbage trucks can't turn around in there. Delivery trucks for the Quickie Mart and the bakery cannot turn around down in there. That didn't get plowed out, and now the problem is you have two residents that can't get out of their garages and driveways, because when people are parked there, they can't back out of their garages because people are parked on the street. I went physically to the road department probably about a month ago, and I spoke to, I don't know what his name was, whoever's in charge now up there, regarding putting the no parking sign back up, because there was a no parking sign for the cul-de-sac. There was one that said clean up after your pets, and there was a no parking. When that substation was put in, they got knocked down, and they never got put back up again. So I asked Debbie when I spoke to her, and she said no one had come to the Borough Hall and inquired, because they told me they had to inquire whether it was originally there before they can just go put a no parking sign up there.
What part of South Prospect?
In the cul-de-sac.
In the cul-de-sac.
I mean, that's why they put a cul-de-sac in there, not for people to park it, because it's narrow anyway. The third thing I want to address the council on is looking into making South Prospect Street a no parking street, period. It's a narrow street. When cars are parked on it, it's one direction. When there's snow, it's no direction, because it's too narrow of a street, it's too tight. And you get your garbage company. I notice now, I've lived there 25 years, never have a problem with the garbage company. They're getting quite angry now. Garbage is just falling out of the back of their truck. They don't care. Garbage cans are being left everywhere, because the problem is, what is there, one, two, six houses maybe, seven houses? They're bumper to bumper, so now when they pull up to pick up that garbage, they have to walk all the way up the street, around all the cars, grab a can, they got to come all the way back, go to the truck. They have to go to the next house, and this is what they do all the way around. I've spoken to Rudy. I don't know if Rudy had time to check into it. There's supposed to be something on the book with an ordinance that there's no parking from early morning hours on Thursdays and Fridays for garbage and recycling.
I looked into it. There's nothing in the ordinance book unless you've
got... There was an old ordinance, and it was repealed.
Right.
And I later found out in 97 it was repealed. I was using an old ordinance. I found an old ordinance book, and I didn't recognize it.
Oh, okay.
When you called back the second time, I went back further. It was repealed.
Well, it does create a problem, because I wouldn't want to be those garbage guys hauling those garbage cans around like that. They got to walk five or six cars up and bring them around, because everyone now is parking on the street, and there's only one house on that street that does not have a driveway to park in. Everyone else has a driveway, a garage, parking behind their houses. Everybody has a place to park. So before we end up where there's a house fire and the fire department cannot get down there, I only drive a Chrysler Cirrus. I could squeak my car through, and that was going slow and like riding up on the apron to a driveway. There was no way an ambulance, fire truck, or a garbage truck was getting down that street.
So you're saying it's the on-street parking that's causing the issue?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're asking council no parking anytime on South Prospect.
Right. We had to approach council to have it from about a halfway mark, because when you go down South Prospect Street, it goes through the cul-de-sac, it goes around in a circle, and comes back out on South Prospect Street.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was T-boned and hurt there, pretty decently hurt, because when you come down that street, when cars are parked there, you cannot stay to the right. You have to almost drive on the left-hand side of the street. Cars are coming out, and there's no room, and there was a T-bone accident. So they put no parking from here to the corner to allow those cars to be able to make the right or left-hand turn without having cars parked there. Now that's creating a problem the rest of the way down the street. And like I said, in one of my neighbors, Pam Schaefer, she couldn't get out of her garage. She's literally stuck. So it's something that the council needs to, you know, possibly, not even possibly, they need to look into it, go down, do measurements. You'll see that the street is just a narrow street. And all this on-street parking now is just creating nothing but a mess and a jam down there. It has to be a no parking at any time street.
Well, we're working on the street ordinance and then no parking, and it's been referred to the streets committee to look at some of the recommendations that were already made. So I would ask the streets committee to consider that street also. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not sure if it's one of the ones that...
Yeah.
Because Rudy, Rob and I, we went through like every street, and I can't think off the top of my head if South Prospect was one of the ones that we're recommending.
I believe it was, yeah.
So it might already be in there that we're recommending that, but if not, then...
One of the other problems, of course, too, with all the signs are, you know, need to be updated, but also the enforcement is a problem, too, because even if we have the signs or no parking, we need to make sure it's enforced.
Well, that's what we have a police department for, though.
That's true.
Yes.
Exactly right. Thank you.
And we have a code enforcer, instead of just giving a ticket if they sit there for longer than, I don't know, a day, 2 days? What's the ticket do? They're still causing a traffic thing, have them towed. I mean, I saw a car that was snowed in. It stayed snowed in for a whole week. I'm quite sure Rudy ticketed the car, but it still didn't move the vehicle.
Yeah, that's one of my... I sent Christine an email last week.
It was on Wadling Avenue by DeVos Funeral Home.
And so I thought
your email was in regards to something else.
Yeah.
It was Vanetta. I have such a problem with that street.
But I'm
thinking we should change the ordinance wherever it applies, that if they're in violation, whether it's on street, off street, if they're in violation of whatever the clause is, that they should be towed at the owner's expense.
Yeah, I mean, if
that's
you have
not
it's
in
no
our
parking
ordinance
when
at all.
Street's snow covered and somebody parks,
and I think
ticket,
that's another way to enforce
it. Still
it.
Doesn't allow the town to clear it, and the street alongside of DeVos Funeral Home Modeling, that's not a wide street either.
Rob and I agree.
And that car stayed.
When we have a snow, I mean, I know that there were some issues with the past snowstorm. I know I was gone for about 3 weeks. So I spoke to Rudy. I spoke to Deputy Chief Cicerell today about this issue because I know we have a snowstorm coming this week. So I wanted to be a little bit proactive. So Rudy and I had a conversation. I'm sure he'll speak to that. Deputy Chief Cicerell and I spoke about the enforcement issue, and he assured me that he will be assisting our DPW to get cars off of the street that need to be moved as long as there's a snow emergency called. I can call a snow emergency, and so can the OEM, and actually so can the Chief of Police. So with the three of us working together, I'm hopeful this situation
But how
will
does
be.
The ordinance stand now? Like, if there's snow on the road and the town can't plow, and you're supposed to move your car and you don't, then what happens?
Yes.
They get a ticket, right?
The police will usually come out, knock on your door, and try and find you. They won't automatically ticket you. They look for you to move your car.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But like this particular one I'm talking about on Wadling by DeVos, this thing is still sitting there. It still hasn't moved. So it sat there through the snow, through the melt, through the warm weather.
Same with all the stuff on Vanetta.
Yeah.
Those vehicles are still there.
Okay. He's in court.
Okay. Vanetta Street, first of all, the extremely narrow street like South Lincoln and South Prospect. There is parking permitted on Vanetta Street. You can park a small car, compact, on Vanetta Street, South Prospect, South Lincoln, with an emergency vehicle. You have a dog of a job going down that road, okay? These engines are 8 feet, 6 inches wide. We're gonna take a lot of mirrors, a lot of sides off your cars.
So are these roads that you recommended to the streets committee to have no parking?
No parking.
Okay.
Next,
yeah.
We have trailers, utility trailers on the roadway for
weeks.
6 months now.
No.
6 months. Haven't been used. I've run the plates. They're registered. Some of these vehicles, trailers, aren't registered. One in Tennessee. Another one in Georgia. They haven't been moved in months. We have cars on the roadway that I've ticketed. Haven't been moved in 6 months. In fact, one I've ticketed twice.
What do you ticket them for?
Disabled vehicle. Disabled inoperative vehicle on the roadway.
That's another way we're changing the ordinance. We've recommended certain streets be totally no parking, but we've also recommended that there's now going to be, if it's unregistered, and or even if it's registered, certain time limit now that they can stay in the street.
Well, that's why I asked when you guys lifted the no parking restriction, I said, I mean, somebody can park in front of my house, and as long as the vehicle's registered, it can sit there and not be moved for a year?
No, we're changing, we recommended that we're changing that.
I think Borough should go back to the parking the way it was.
Well, what's the enforcement problem?
At least people then got out and moved their cars every night so they didn't get a ticket, and if they got a ticket, it's revenue to the borough.
Well, there was a reason.
Well, there's a reason, and if you don't have a police department, then you need to get on the case of the police department.
No, it wasn't the fact, it wasn't that.
It was actually the county.
It was the county, yeah.
We're going to have a streets committee meeting on Monday the 6th at 4:30 here. Who's on that committee with me?
Me.
And who else?
That's it.
I think Paul is.
Is this open to the public?
Yes.
We're doing.
Maybe I would expect you to be there too, if you could.
We do renew appointments to the committee at the reorg.
Yes.
Yes. So that'll be after.
That's before the reorg.
I saw last time when I asked that question, you said it was because it wasn't being enforced. That's why you said lift the ordinance, because no one's enforcing it anyway.
We're going to keep the committee the same anyway.
No, it had to do with the emergency manager. People would call in every night and say that they couldn't move, the police would grant them it was okay.
No.
Right, but they weren't following the policy, because you couldn't do it 365 days a year.
Okay, hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
You're allowed to call in.
Getting a bunch of people talking.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Robin. What were you saying?
No, she was saying why the ordinance was lifted, about OEM saying, county say having a problem, everybody calling in. And I said, part of the ordinance was that you could not do that 365 days out of the year, from what I understood. There was only a certain amount of time, like 2 weeks during the year, like if you had company, you're having your driveway redone, something that you could call dispatch and say, the car's going to be on the street for tonight. But no one was enforcing the fact when the same people were calling in 365 days out of the year and saying, my car's going to be on the street. That's not what was in the ordinance.
Can I?
Rudy, what were you saying?
Answer that. Okay. I'll answer that after I think my first step. One property, one street, there are 9 vehicles. They're all registered. Okay?
To one property?
One property, I've only given them 5 summonses because I can't prove the other ones are disabled.
Okay.
Okay? Now, that's a disgrace when you've got 9.
How do you prove one's disabled, just out of curiosity?
Flat tires.
Okay. All right.
Clue number one.
There you go. No tires at all.
If it's missing a front fender that has no headlight, you can't put that on the road.
Well, not legally.
Right. You're going to get a ticket because you only have one headlight. So, okay, that's disabled.
Okay.
The other ones I can't determine unless I get the keys or have the owner try to start them. We've got to get this parking under control because it's getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Utility trailers on the road for 6 months that don't move?
What do you mean by utility trailer? Just a box trailer?
Could be.
Landscape trailer.
Your open trailers.
Any kind, yes.
Your box trailers.
Some of them are recreational trailers.
Recreational trailers.
So any trailer, basically.
Basically.
Well, these are utility trailers, you know, and most of them are out of state. But they're registered because I have had the plates run.
Right.
Okay, so you can't do a thing about it. Now, on the, if you adopt this ordinance or that there is no parking from October 15th to April 1st, okay? No parking between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. as we had it before. Our code enforcement official has volunteered to periodically come in at those times and go around and tag them. Because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a fire call, and if I've got to drive that thing, sometimes I do, I'm half asleep, I've got a big-ass truck I'm moving, and I've got people in back of me, and I'm on an emergency situation. I don't want to have to fight cars on the road. Same thing with the squatter, any of the driver of any emergency vehicle.
Or regardless, we're still not asking.
Well, South Prospect can't even be like a 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. That needs to be no parking at any given time because you said your trucks are 8 foot wide. I guarantee you, with cars parked on the street, you have less. My Chrysler Cirrus is not 8 foot wide, and I'm squeaking down that street. That needs to be no parking all the time.
Yeah, South Prospect and Bonetta, they're two streets that we definitely made a recommendation to the streets committee to change. So, that's going to be.
Curtin Avenue, the last snowstorm, right after the storm and after the clouds went through, the next day I drove up Curtin Avenue. And I'm driving left, right, center, left, right. and you can see where the plows went down and where there are cars still parked there or were parked there.
Right, well, they plowed the snow right up to the rear end of them.
Wide street.
Well, where
everybody's got parked.
Huh?
Where would you put it?
No, but I'm saying if they weren't parked there, they could continue down.
Exactly.
They put it right up against the car because the cars were parked there and they should not have been parked there.
You got Rich.
On Carlton Avenue, when he's talking to that, there is signs up there that says no parking, snow emergency route.
Yeah, an email blast. That part of the ordinance was never changed.
Right.
That was not changed when it was listed.
Right,
so.
But still.
Right, but it's not listed, but we need somebody to enforce. Right,
yes,
right.
We do.
Well,
right.
Do you want code enforcement to do it? Code enforcement will do it.
Yeah, but you can't hit the whole town when we're getting a
snowstorm.
You're snow
right. Start. I can't hit the whole town, but you know what?
But our police department can.
After a while, the word will get around.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's like shoveling a sidewalk, cutting your grass, putting your garbage out on Tuesdays for Friday pickup.
Right, but the problem is, Rudy, if you don't catch it in the very beginning, once the town comes out
plowed,
they're not coming back and cleaning it up once the cars get moved, and then the snow stays there. Fortunately, this time, we had that warm weather and everything else.
Everything else.
Right. But if we didn't, we'd still be stuck with streets that are still a mess, you know?
I agree.
Right.
Dave, would it be helpful to have Deputy Chief?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. And someone from DPW, too, if at all possible. So we can address those concerns, you know, with their streets,
right.
What they're having the problems with
and you'll see there's a picture in that grouping that I gave you of one of the particular cars that's parking in the cul-de-sac. Where that car's parked, she's blocking Sherry Gilby from being able to get out of her garage. And the road department, I didn't see the guys there, but the SACO was there. No one was operating it. But again, they came down to clean out the cul-de-sac after the third or fourth phone call, like 5 days later, to clean that all out. But they couldn't clean out that area because that vehicle's there, and they're not going to go right next to a vehicle, so they're still leaving all the snow. You got five vehicles, well, what'd they really clean out? They came down, there was worthless. These people moved their vehicles, and it's all left behind.
Yeah.
You can't call the road department and say, okay, now they moved their cars, come down and clean the street.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
No, we can't afford to do that.
Exactly. So something needs to be done, and the first thing is that no parking needs to go up in that cold spot.
Monday,
and it was there.
Six,
okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take it. It's on my note.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, how about if we change that meeting, the 6th, that's next Monday?
Make it 1 o'clock.
Yeah, can we make that at 1 o'clock?
No, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'll have to check my schedule. I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, okay, well, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, then that way you can be in on it too, Kristen.
Which meeting is
that about,
Dave?
The
to review the ordinance recommendations from the code book committee.
And then yeah.
And to add as necessary.
So
is that
4:30,
or is it
1 o'clock?
Yes. Rudy, can you provide a list then of the streets that aren't wide enough to be parked on both sides?
That's what
we kind of did that already.
Did.
That's
the
we did that in the recommendation.
Many people.
Okay. Right. He met with us first.
Oh, he did.
Yes. Yeah.
You
gave
yes.
Us those, right.
We already did all that. We already did all that work.
This is my first streets meeting.
Oh.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs. This is my first streets meeting.
David, I'll take measurements.
That's all right. If you have it all, Rudy will get it. I'll get it from
because
somebody.
Because we're going on maps.
All right.
We've got distances on the
Christine.
All right,
copy
listen, just so everybody knows, too, I think somebody wearing a red hand, the key thing there with press. Who do you represent?
WRNJ.
Okay, listen, I know a lot of people in Washington listen to WRNJ. So,
listen, here's what we're going to do, if I can make this suggestion. The manager and the OEM and the police chief, as the manager said, have the ability to declare a snow emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So, this weekend, if we get the storm that's being predicted that we get, and the manager makes calls for a snow emergency, we need to have everybody know that they need to move their vehicles off the street. Otherwise, they will be ticketed and or towed.
Can I say one
good
more
enough?
Thing?
Yeah.
What warrants a snow emergency? How much snow?
Whatever she
says.
So.
But is there like a guideline? There is not. I hate to tell you that.
No,
there is not.
No,
I would. If it's a plowable snow,
right.
It's considered
snow
a snow emergency,
right.
In
right.
My opinion.
Right, but see, people, the general public, they get confused when they think snow emergency like a state of emergency. And when
right.
They think branches, they think, oh, a state
you,
of
sir.
Emergency.
So I would just say, if you said anything that's problematic, if it's dusting, you know the town's not going to come out, it's probably just going to fall.
Right.
But it should basically be, like you see other towns, when roads are snow covered, there's no parking. This way, it's not left that people...
And even though Christine was out, they did send an email blast, and it was on the website.
Right, I asked them to do that.
To remind everyone, which is no...
Well, Debbie sent on after I called her the third time. She said, I'm going to put a blast out on the email right now and re-update that so people kind of... And I said, well, that's the only good people look at the website.
Right, well, exactly, but...
They don't look at the website, they don't know. But she was even getting aggravated because she called down there three times, and I know... Dave Birch, he called me, and he was sitting on South Prospect Street. He said, I'm going to call them right now. I might hold a little bit more weight. I'll get them back out here.
Could you also, a news release, a press release to the Express Times and to the Star Gazette about the snow emergency?
Could do that.
We won't make it for this.
Yeah.
Publication.
The other possibility is that if a snow emergency is called, call up WRNJ and get on the air with them and do it right there.
Right, that's what I have.
Okay. Because Joyce is in like 4 a.m.
Channel 69 News, from the school closing, on the bottom they have snow emergency road closures. And sometimes the town of, say, Township of Washington has a snow emergency to move your vehicle. They have it right on there. Channel 69 News.
Okay. So you can set up a list of press release kind of things to do for that.
Yeah.
Versus phone calls and things like that. Okay, anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have no ordinances, and we have three reports.
Any motion to approve and file the reports?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the reports?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins.
I would like to know the number three that refers back to the code enforcement official.
Number three what?
That's committee reports.
No. It's not a committee report. I'm talking about the reports. I'm talking about from the health department.
I'm
sorry, the health department. Here. Page three? No. First one. Page one.
Give me a second, Dave. I haven't really taken a good look at it.
What number?
From the health department.
Yeah. That's been there before.
Mm-hmm. The one referred back to the municipal enforcement official?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which one?
The theater.
It was on the last report that came.
Right. It was on the last report.
Okay. Thank you. Rudy's going to get back to me on that.
Okay. I can give you an answer right now. You're talking about the fourth one here.
Third.
Okay.
Just get back.
Oh.
Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We do have some correspondence, which I'll put in here. I put one in everybody's box. From a Mr. Logan McPherson, who is asking for support for his People to People campaign as a student ambassador to Exploring Europe. Okay, so just in case anybody wanted to do anything like that, I also put in your boxes something from the township of Pohatcong. They are asking for support for a resolution that they passed urging the legislature to implement a water usage tax. Everybody got those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I would just like to accept the motion to receive and file those also, please.
I'll make the motion to receive and file.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that?
No, I mean, we really can't. I mean, there's so many students and people to people. It's just like any other thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's more for your individual kind of thing.
No,
as opposed to giving them money. Maybe if somebody had something they could use cleaned up around the house, he could use that to earn some money for you.
Okay, I got you.
Or, you know, maybe if the senior committee, maybe you could shovel some sidewalks or something like that for them. That might work for them.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any extensions? Committee reports. Mr. Higgins, you're up for sewer committee.
All right, well, the sewer subcommittee meeting, we had one on the 20th, I believe. And the man, the engineer was there, Mr. Jepson, and Kevin Schaaf, and they presented three things to us at that meeting. I don't know, did anybody get a copy of this, Kristen?
No, just, I gave it to you.
Okay, well, yeah, I copied half of it. I didn't get the second page. Anyway, they broke things down in the three areas that need to be covered. And one of the things that is further on the agenda, and that's the stream remediation, and we'll talk about that, fixing the stream down there. We'll talk about that when we get to that part in the agenda. All right, now, put everything in a nutshell. Here's what they discussed, is that we have a pumping station on the other side of the siphon down there. You know, we have the problem where the flow is backing up. What they want to do is take everybody that is on South Prospect Street, if you can imagine where South Prospect Street is. Mm-hmm. Right now, they come to the front of the house with their ladders into the main pipe. What they want to do is take them and put them out the back side of the house, bypass the siphon, so it will take some pressure off there, and maybe even go down 57 that comes out. If you know where Big Guy's gas station is, everything comes out to 57, comes down, and then goes down South Prospect. When there's a pumping station right there behind them, behind everybody on that corner. If they take that flow that goes there, that will relieve some of the pressure that goes down South Prospect Street itself. And then there's a portion of marble, I believe, that they were talking about replacing the pipe and putting a different pitch on it, and repairing the pipe out in front of, what's her address? Sherry's address.
Gardner's Court.
And Gardner's Court, where the lateral is at 7 o'clock versus 11 o'clock on the main, replacing that piece right there and putting the lateral where it belongs. Did he send you an email about a letter? Because what we would need is easements from the property owners to be able to do this. To put the, he didn't send you that. Okay. Well, he was going to send you a email talking about that they need easements from those property owners, and that we would actually do the work to change the lateral from the back of the house, from the front of the house to the back of the house.
At no expense to them?
At no expense to them. Because we have money in the account. I mean, we're looking at a way to fix the issue over there, and we're trying to, things that we talked about before, you know, are not going to work because the elevation is not where it's supposed to be. So then Kevin and Chris came up with this idea to do that, to change everything, to relieve some of the pressure out of the front and go to the pumping station.
So this would just be the homes on the west side of South Prospect?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it comes out to the center of, their laterals come out to the center of the road on Prospect Street.
Right.
Taking that from coming out the front of their house to moving it to the back of their house.
Right.
Because there's a pumping station behind their house that's down past the siphon.
Right now they're pumping right into the front of the siphon. Now you're going to put them after the siphon.
Right. So, I mean, it'll decrease volume there. And then changing the pipe that goes like that marble and off of Gardner's Court there where Mr. Gilby lives, and changing the pitch on that pipe.
He said it's a pumping station that you guys upgraded.
In 1985 or something like that.
The house is on the west side, like you said, move their pipes to the back so they could be connected, but then incorporate both sides of South Prospect, West Marble, all of Gardner's Court, and the engineer said as many houses as he can to get it off of that siphon pump at the end of South Prospect and put it behind Guy's Getty, the other pump that can handle a very big load, and it's not even being used. He said that thing runs, what, once every hour or something, David?
He said it runs 4 hours a month.
Yeah, because that it's not even being used. So you have this already functioning thing that's not
even
being used.
About 4 hours a month.
Okay. They have approximate costs?
What, to do that?
An approximation?
No, he said it would be minimal, and that's what he was supposed to send a letter with information of what it was going to cost, right?
By the 6th.
Yeah, by the 6th.
Okay.
All right, we have to investigate to determine the depths of the existing sewer laterals in order to accomplish this. Due to the ongoing dissatisfaction of Lowberry, you read this?
I did.
The process, let's see here. Process for construction contractors. We have Kevin looking into doing this work, Veolia doing the work for us. You know, like when we contracted with them for the headworks and stuff like that,
right.
Kevin is actually checking in to see if they can provide that service for us under that contract. And then they would be responsible.
And then it'll cut down the cost even more.
Right. That was the stage one, you know, moving that. Two was changing the pipe and elevation on the other side. Now, he talked about the stream remediation. Everybody got that in their package? He did have that sent. It's not to exceed $1,500 to have a geological engineer come down and take a look at what the problem is with the stream. And he would give us, I hope everybody's read it, for $1,500 and give us a rough idea of what it's going to take to fix it. And we have another meeting scheduled for Source on the 16th at 4:30, 16th of January.
Your passport. Well, I'm going to get your passport.
Yeah. Oh, you like that?
Yeah, and David, he also said besides putting the houses up to that
well, that was part of the stream remediation, where the catch basins are. He wants to put more in there.
Right. I read that, too.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a problem that needs to get fixed within the next 12 months.
The stream as well?
Sure. Why not? We can't do it. Well, first of all, we have to find out what's wrong with it and how we're going to fix it, right? So I would make that motion that we...
Now, if you do the pump fix and the houses and stuff, do you still need to fix the creek?
You still need to fix the creek situation.
Because it would be less water going down that way.
No, the creek has nothing to do with the water nothing to do with the collection system for the sewer, except for... where it overflows and goes into the pumping station, into the siphon, right by the siphon. So if you go down there and take a look at where the bank is that's eroding, you can see that it's eroding in steps. And what the issue is that the volume of water that's coming, there's a bigger volume of water in a compressed area.
Uh-huh.
And what it's doing is it used to come out down behind, off of South Wanland, come down and go around the corner like this, but because the volume... there's more volume, and it's at a higher pressure, it's going straight and then turning. And what it's doing, it's taking the bank out instead of just turning the way it's supposed to.
I guess I don't understand why we're doing this when I thought the engineer recommended. I thought we were going to have the DPW do it. We're going to put up that, we're doing rocks and the fence.
I understand that, but before you do that, you have to have somebody, it has to be engineered.
This is not a simple task.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, I know, but I thought our engineer was doing this already. You know, that we I didn't know we had to get now pay somebody else also.
He's a geological engineer. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he can give us what it is that we need to do. And when we talked to him about permitting, he said.
Yeah, so I thought where we left off. He was going to get the permit from the
DEP. He was going to see if we needed a permit. Uh-huh. I don't think we need a permit. I believe he said we didn't need a permit for this, but it does need to be engineered so it's done correctly. But our DPW can do it.
So then that would not be less more?
That would be less. But he needs $1,500 to do it, to make the assessment and get the preliminary plans.
Because one of the things is, Gene, if you put baskets the stone is, that alleviates nothing, you just wasted your money, because water goes right through the stone, so it washes out right behind it.
Mm-hmm. That's what the engineer recommended.
Well, see, this guy right here, he'll provide a letter identifying what he finds, and a sketch of a proposed remediation which will stop the ongoing erosion.
I mean, why didn't our engineer recommend this from the get-go instead of us paying him thus far to do his recommendations?
We didn't pay him anything for this. He did this on his own. Because he's our sewer engineer, and this is not considered sewer.
Christine, you have something you want to add to this?
Is the stream erosion directly affecting the sewer problem on South Prospect?
Yes.
If we undertake something like this on South Prospect, will we then own the entire Shabacon?
No.
What about other property owners who have erosion?
That is where the only erosion is. Listen, I have that letter.
No, it's erosion.
It's the only place currently.
Currently,
you're setting a precedent by doing this, is what I think Christine's trying to get at.
Exactly. Yeah, in a very nice way. Yeah,
yeah, we just didn't hear about the other erosion
issues.
Are we
setting a precedent by doing this? What about everyone else who lives along the Shabacon? Mm-hmm. Is this directly affecting the sewer problem on South Prospect?
Yes, because what happens, and here's how it works. If anybody's been down here to the cul-de-sac and have been down there when it rains, it actually goes up over the way that the water comes out. The water used to come out, come this way, go down, and then make another turn this way. Because the force is actually going up over the bank, eroding the bank away, and then where we have the siphon, it's going over the top of the siphon, which is actually putting stuff in
the sewer.
Into the siphon area there, and what it's doing, it's causing it to overflow, and it's causing
that's
go into the creek.
That's that problem we had before with the loading.
Right, no, I understand.
I've witnessed that with my own eyes. You know, so I don't...
Every place that stream runs through the borough, that the borough does on that stream.
Not
just
South Prospect.
So
you won't own it.
You
do own it now.
I've read the letter. I have done some research, and maybe there are other towns who don't consider themselves owning the street, the creeks or the streams that run behind property owners' property, but it's just a concern, and I think it's a valid one, and it's just because it's a costly one to the borough, so it's not...
Right, but Christine, you have nothing the homeowner did, when you put in square one, and all that groundwater now runs into the Shabacon, when you put more street water into the Shabacon off of Wadley Avenue, no one worried about what was going to happen downstream. Now, in this particular area, because we don't have a built-up area, we have a wooded lot...
Right.
Before us, 2 acres, that is devoted to banks, our property is the next property, and we're not missing this much. We're missing footage.
No, I know. I've been down there. I've walked it.
Right.
So I understand.
And now I'm getting sinkholes in my yard because I get so much flooding on the top that the little spot is finding its finding rock underneath my yard. And I mean, he's had to go out there to put concrete in the yard. He's had to put stone in there, concrete over top to stop the sinkholes. And it's flowing out into your store drain. It's going into your groundwater. I mean, every time we just had the field guys out there opening up the cap, look in there, it's going right to the top of the street. Then it's going to your substation, your pump thing.
Right.
That's underwater. So, yes, it is affecting your sewer stream. Now, I'm quite sure there are other parts of the Shabacon that, yes, are getting some type of erosion, but every rainstorm, they're not losing 8 to 12 inches of topsoil every time. The force it comes down with, I mean, the last 2 days,
The letter from Mr. Hazen says it would be the responsibility of us.
I second Dave's motion.
Okay. Okay, what was your motion, Dave?
My motion was to go ahead and approve the $1,500 for the geological study of the Chappaquon Creek.
Okay, and we have cash available?
Not in this budget. We'd have to do it in January. Put it in next year's budget. I can't encumber funds today for...
The end of the...
For 2014.
For 2014, right. We have to do, I can do it once we pass our temporary budget on January 7th.
Yeah, so bring it up then.
Or make the motion to have it included in the temporary budget.
Yeah. Why can't we do it now? We can transfer the money somewhere, can't we? Oh, we don't have a we're not transferring any money, I understand.
Yeah.
Paying now.
It has to be in the 2014 budget.
Now what I told you about government? I rescind that motion and have it, that $1,500 to the...
We're not talking about 3 more years.
A couple
temporary
days.
Budget.
Week.
And Dave, you said there was 3 times?
So wait, Dave, make the motion again.
You have a motion and a second on the floor.
I amended it.
Okay. Paul, you're okay with that?
That's fine. To have it included in the temporary budget for 2014.
We should have a roll call on that one?
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Schoen?
Yes.
Connor?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Okay, that takes care of the first two there, Dave?
Yeah, we also, again, we're going to have a meeting on the 16th and for the sewer subcommittee and on the 6th for the roads department, streets committee.
Am I in both those committees?
Yes.
Okay.
You are now.
The chairman of the committees has appointed you, it appears.
And the one that won, the other's at 4:30?
Yes.
Code enforcement report for November?
Okay.
That's just on the wrong spot.
Okay, that was in the other one?
Yeah, should be under report.
Old business, we have our nuisance ordinance. Mr. Torres.
Okay.
I see we got a big packet of paper today.
Yeah, I just, I had said at the last meeting regarding where we were in terms of the long-term vacant property ordinance. It's in your box. I put in everyone's box. The research that I did, so everybody has time to digest it, we could maybe talk about this after the reorg meeting, sometime in January meeting. So I can leave it like that. It's quite a lot of information, but, you know, this way at least everybody will have their knowledge of the situation. It'll be better. A lot of paper, but worth it.
Okay. Thanks, sir. All right. New business. We have a statement of support for the Guard and the Reserve.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have 209 to 213, which are all redemptions of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of those? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Okay. 215-2013, authorizing an extension of the joint paving equipment. No one wants to extend this? I know there were some questions last time. Were they answered?
I spoke with Janine today. Who else has questions? Do we not want to move forward with this?
I didn't know.
Did anybody else have questions?
I did.
Okay.
I voted no on it the last time, at the last meeting, because they still haven't paid their part to get this stuff fixed.
Well, I can tell you that this is from 1998.
I remember.
So from 1998 to 2012, I have no idea what other previous administrations have done. But when the equipment has broken down last year, I did bill the township and Franklin, and they did pay. Now, the equipment is broken again. My understanding that when you, Scott actually represented the borough at the meeting because I was here at elections, that we were each supposed to budget $2,000.
Correct.
To have the equipment fixed.
For future maintenance, whatever
for future maintenance, that...
Yeah, for whatever the cost was to repair the trailer was going to be split. And...
What about the paving stuff? The paving equipment?
There was really no damage to that other than some hoses that were broken, and our DPW had fixed them. Whether they were billed for it or not, I really don't know. But according to John Byrd, you know, those repairs were minimal.
Just the trailer brakes needed.
Trailer brakes were locked up, and I want to say there was something else with the trailer.
Wasn't there some boards broken or something?
That might be. That might be.
Who repaired it? Our DPW guys?
The trailer?
It has not been repaired.
It hasn't?
Yeah, they were talking about taking it down to a particular spot. Again, I don't remember who it was and having it repaired.
We were going to wait until the 2014 budget to do it. So we got closer to spring. No one's paving right now.
So they will be billed for it in 2014 as it's done.
And how much? There's no estimate how much it's going to cost to fix it?
At least 1,000.
At the meeting, was this discussed that they're going to be paying for it, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. So they're going to pay for the repair?
Well, I mean, it's going to be split.
Well,
whatever it is.
You said future repairs, but what about these repairs of this equipment now?
Well, the 2,000 is going to be in the 2014 budgets. If this repair is done in the 2014 budgets, you know, that's where it will come from.
So then we're going to pay for half the repair that...
Well, a third.
Still... I think they should pay for the neglect that they had where they left it. You know, the damage was, you know, under their watch. So they're responsible. I don't think that we should continue with this agreement further until we square this matter away. That's my opinion.
Was the damage contributed on our property or somebody else's property or what?
In Franklin.
Yeah, it's in Franklin.
On Franklin's property?
Yeah.
So it was left out in the weather or...?
Yeah.
There was debate about that.
That's why you moved back over here now.
Yeah.
Your recommendation... It needs to be housed in our garage.
Your recommendation, Madam Manager.
is to... move forward with the five-year extension.
I make the motion.
Second.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this? Let's do a roll call on this, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Thompson?
No.
Kleba?
Yes.
Resolution 216-2013.
So moved. We already did this. This is just a...
formality.
Yeah, formality.
Second.
All right.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one?
What is this? This is for...
This is for...
Wastewater management plan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not the jet plan.
No.
Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Okay, approval of the shared service agreement for the shared municipal court in the townships of Washington, Oxford, Mansfield, and the borough of Washington.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one?
Scott, can I just say a few things?
Sure.
Real quick. Janine had called me earlier today, and she had asked me about the cost, but I just wanted to point out to the governing body that the CFO and I had gone through and done a shared court cost comparison in May of 2012. I emailed that to you. Did you get it?
Today?
Yes.
No, I didn't check. Okay. I mean, I'm sure it's there. I wasn't on today.
We projected that in 2013, if we had our own court, it would cost $233,000. Actually, $233,500. That was assuming 2% increase on other expenses being office supplies, those kind of things, and that is the 4% salary increase for the CWA. So even though this is higher than last year, it's still lower than what we were projecting in 2013 for the court.
All right, great. So it's good.
So it is a saving.
Yeah, cost savings. Excellent. Thank you for looking into that.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We're going to pull the lease agreement that's there for attorney review. We have an approval of Scott J. Bartlett to the Washington Fire Department.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Mm-hmm. Any abstentions? Okay. 217-2013, cancel small balances for municipal taxes.
So moved.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Even though it says $10, do we need a roll call? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? 218-2013, appointment of a fire official.
So moved.
Second.
In the name of Keith Gonzalez.
Okay. You can stand and put your hat on so everybody can get pictures. Thank you. All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Sustained.
Abstentions. Okay. We're going to pull the Blue Diamond proposal pending our executive session. So we'll come back to that one. That brings us to 220-2013. Release the street opening cash bond for Habitat for Humanity.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? Let's do a roll call on that one.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Levin?
Yes.
Our vouchers. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to pull from the bill list the ball field lights and the ones to be in our uniform. They will not be included in this motion.
Where are they? What, under recreation? And what's in here?
Page 7 is the be in our uniform ones.
Okay.
And there's three of them there.
Seven.
Ball field lights, I'm not sure about.
Ball field lights is towards the end. It's under recreation trust. And the only reason I'm pulling the ball field lights is because I didn't want to take a look at the invoice before we pay it. Same with B&R. I wasn't here, so I wanted to look at them.
Okay, so would anybody like to make a motion to pay our bills?
I have some other questions.
Well, you make the motion, then we can go through that.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
No.
I didn't?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No,
I did.
And Ethel's second.
So, no, I did.
Okay, discussion. Mr. Higgins.
Page 5. This doesn't necessarily have so much to do with the bill, the cost, but it is on the bill list. Page 5, under general government there at the top, go down, it's under the engineering. Mm-hmm. 1117 to 1214, Powhatan Valley groundwater contamination. What the heck is that?
That is, the...
But that has to do
Superfund site that runs from Bonata Street all the way out to Greenwich. The EPA is proposing I'm going to have to work through this terminology, station on Park Avenue Apartments property that will clean that water. So the EPA has been working with our planning board, our board of adjustment, and Finelli to do some site plan review and some setbacks the EPA is paying all of the fees to Finelli, so this is not coming out of taxpayer money.
It's not.
It is not.
And we're going to be reimbursed for this.
I pay the bill when I get a check from the EPA.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with Alcon? Whatever it is, American Tank.
No. As far as I know, the Superfund site starts down near Park Avenue Apartments and runs all the way out to Franklin.
Are you sure it doesn't run from Franklin all the way into here? Because I know that the High Point Dump is a Superfund site, and it runs down.
I don't know. I thought it started here and went out there, but...
Because I think almost all of Washington Borough is in that Superfund site.
It is, right, but I'm not sure about Alcan.
Yeah, I think there's...
This is really at the Board of Adjustment level, so...
Yeah, I'm with Dave on that. I was thinking that it came from American Can, or a lot of it.
The EPA has determined that the Park Avenue Apartments is the best location for their...
For the well, the testing well.
Their clean-out system well, exactly.
Can we get some more information just for, on this, just for clarification? Yeah, for clarification. All right, that's that.
Okay, anyone else?
No, I'm still going.
Oh, okay.
I think page seven is, yeah, okay, that one's taken care of, that was four. Yeah, on page 15, the water bill for the DPW garage, do they bill us monthly or every 2 months? Because we got 2 months worth of bills there.
Well, don't forget we didn't have a meeting, so if it missed the last meeting, it could be 2 months worth of bills.
Well, we did have a meeting because it went from, the first bill there went from October 9th to November 16th.
But I don't know what their billing cycle is, so my guess is it's just missed the cutoff.
Okay. And how do we have $88 worth of water at Bearfield from November to December?
Who's in grass?
We're not watering grass in December.
Same reason we have lights. We can pull that too.
It's just a question.
I'd have to look into that.
Well, you should pull it and then look into it, just like the other. Might as well.
Yeah, and the other one with the lights, that's revenue. That's what I didn't get. That's the one that you're pulling for the ball field lights? That's revenue that they're getting from that. Did you see that?
No.
Where's that?
What page is that? I had asked what page
you'd be talking. What page is that?
It's not revenue. We're paying bills.
Yeah. Well, page listed as, what page is it? Yeah. It says revenue under miscellaneous. Reimbursement.
What page?
For ball field lights for United Warren.
I think that's
page 22.
I'm looking at them. Are we reimbursing them for when we didn't pay the...
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at page 14, JCP&L, Ball Field Light.
What page? 14?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
At the very top.
Right.
Oh. Then what's number...
That is a reimbursement.
What does that mean? We're paying them?
No, we're just moving the money from Recreation Trust to our current account. United Warren paid Recreation to use the lights. I'm moving it to the borough.
Oh, okay.
There's
a big
price difference. This one. We're working at $4.59, and what you're paying is $5.57.
Right, well... I know. I don't know what we're paying for JCP&L. That's why I pulled it.
That's why I got confused. I don't know what's going on.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
On page 18. Again, this is another Highlands Water Use Pilot Program.
We received a grant several years ago for $5,000.
From the Highlands.
From the Highlands.
So we didn't take that.
We did take it.
Okay. I'm good.
Anything else? Roll call, please. I'm sorry. Rich?
On recreation, antifreeze? Recreation?
Probably for the pool.
Probably for the pipes.
You don't want to park equipment.
Okay.
Mowers, could be anything. I don't know if we take anything else, but...
I just had it so antifreeze.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Gleva?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Recap.
Okay, we will, or I will, invite Deputy Chief Cicero and a representative to the DP, from the DPW Department on January 6th at 1 o'clock to the Streets Committee meeting.
Rudy's not going to be able to make it.
Won't be there.
Court.
Oh, all right. We're going to have it without him, right?
Huh?
We'll have it without him?
Yeah, you have the information, right?
I will look into the issue on South Prospect, reach out to Patrolman Burge. We'll make sure we do press releases and call WRNJ with Channel 69 News for any snow emergencies that are determined by myself, the chief, or the OEM. And I'll take a look at that no parking issue at the cul-de-sac on South Prospect. Put the $1,500 in for the stream bank restoration proposal for 2014. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Council remarks. Mrs. Gleva.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Hope it's a good, prosperous one for the borough. What was up with the year-end tax sale? When, I know it was moved. Did we have it, or...?
The what?
The tax sale. Remember it was moved?
Oh, yeah, we had it on December 5th.
How'd it go?
It went extremely well. I think we got almost $200,000 to $300,000 in premiums. I'll actually have Natasha do a report for you.
Okay, thanks.
I know that, yeah, she didn't do that.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Only very few properties were struck off from the municipality, so that's good.
Okay.
That's it. Torres.
Ditto. Happy New Year, everyone.
Mrs. Conway. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, a happy, safe, and prosperous New Year, and I have a question for the manager. Hey, with all this talk about the Affordable Care Act, and there is a provision in there now that talks about volunteer firemen. Do we know anything about that? And how's that going to affect the borough? You know what I'm talking about? What is in there is that there is a provision in there that considers volunteer firemen employees of the town, and they're talking that we are supposed to provide them with medical care.
You're talking about Obamacare.
I would like to say the Affordable Care Act.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
Yes,
that's what it is.
And there is that was discovered by a senator from Pennsylvania.
Right.
That it does include a volunteer.
First, I've
volunteers. I think we need to get a jump on that before we start doing a budget, and we have to insure 46 additional people. That's information for budget time. I don't know how you, who you would call to find that out, or how to find that out, but
sure.
Pardon me?
I say our insurer would probably know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The risk manager, right? Is that the same person, the risk manager? No,
wait,
we're
no,
in
health
the
health insurance.
We're in the
we're in state health benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably be the place to start.
So first,
do we have an inventory of our equipment?
Every year we do a fixed asset inventory. We have a company come in and they go through everything, the fire department, everything in this office, library.
What's the value? Do we have a certain value, or is it...
I do. I have the book downstairs. It's in the CFO's office. I can get it to you for Friday in my report.
Okay. And that's it.
Mr. Jones.
Just a couple of things for our manager. A few months ago, there was an issue as far as the time clocks. You're going to check in to see about the fingerprint punching in and punching out. How'd you
make
out of that?
I have my assistant checking into it
since
I was out for 3 weeks, and today was my first day back, so we didn't touch base on that yet, but we're looking at it.
Okay, and you're going to,
before you get too far on that, Mr. Jones, I also have some information I picked up from the league for you on that.
Oh, okay, good.
Good.
Great.
And last meeting, they were here about putting cameras in. Remember?
I was not here. Ann covered that meeting for me. But.
Yeah. They had some vendors that they were going to recommend as to who it might be, if somebody was supposed to get us a list of those.
I have not seen a list, but that was Stanley Guyton. Who was
that? Was Mary Jo Harris from the...
And the bit.
I have that paper.
Community Prevention?
Yeah,
something with prevention. From Alliance Prevention.
That's all.
Okay. I'll get it from the agenda today.
Okay. Mr. Thompson.
A few things. What's going on with the water tower?
I have not heard a word from New Jersey American Water.
Or the cell tower? Nothing?
It's a water tower.
A water.
Right.
And what about with the solar panel?
We gave them an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Until March, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you hear anything about the grant for the streets, for the paving of North Prospect?
No, it's Lincoln.
No,
Lincoln.
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 I'm sorry.
No, I don't think you were here at the last meeting. We did discuss that. I spoke to the engineer. It's all dependent upon the state's budget, and we may not hear until June of 2014.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
And I would like to wish everybody a Happy New Year. Remember, New Year's Eve is amateur drunk driving night. When all the people who aren't used to it are out on the road, be extra careful. Then I would accept a motion for executive session 2014-2013 for personnel and contract.
And a 5-minute break.
After a 5-minute break.
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions.
Okay, I will make a motion to award the contract for solid waste, yard waste, and recycled bulky waste materials to Blue Diamond Disposal Incorporated.
Second.
For the
do we need to deny this other resolution, Christine?
You can. I have it removed from the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we need a motion for that?
Let's do it. This would be on the same time.
Would you rescind that, Dave, just for a moment?
Okay, just for a moment.
And we will rescind resolution, remove resolution 219-2013 from the agenda.
So be it.
Okay. Is there
second.
A second? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now we'll accept your other one.
Okay. I will make the motion then again to award Blue Diamond Disposal Incorporated of Secotana, New Jersey, the solid waste, yard waste, and bulky waste pickup based on their bid prices.
Second.
Any discussion? Do a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres? Jones?
Yes.
Sorry. Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, ma'am.
McDonald?
No. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Next meeting?
January 7th is reorg.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?